Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Pastor Isaiah Mosehla. I am, and it's exactly 12 minutes just before 2. You are listening to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock on the airwaves of 657 AM. Radio Pulpit, Radio Council, your dagelijkse companion. And I'll get it right in Afrikaans. I'm coming. I'm getting better by the day. On the line, I'm now joined by Sis Buiswampini from UNESCO. Hi, my queen. How are you?
Good afternoon, my queen. Good afternoon, family. I'm good. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Hope you are well, too.
Right, manch.
You're right, manch.
I'm so delighted to be talking to you at this moment and a time. And I'm just thinking about bullying. And I'm like, yo, I'm so glad that you became support and escorted and went to schools with DBE for last week, empowering our learners. Tell us about that. I mean, DBE came up with this, and then they invited you as UNESCO to partner with them and go empower children, talk to them about bullying. And I was saying earlier to family members, you know, we're looking at our children and we are looking at what's happening in the country. We're kind of forgetting that there's something called bullying in schools. It seems like it's no longer there, but the truth of the matter is that there are still some children that are being bullied in schools.
Yes. No, Spungile and family, it's actually a very prevalent in a form of school violence, bullying. And you are right that because of so many things that are happening in the country, and especially because of the extent of gender-based violence that is happening and the femicide, it sort of overshadows the bullying that goes on in schools. And you know what is said in the recent years that we are seeing in our learners, is the fact that the bullying is becoming more violent. Before, I think in our time, I can say that the bullying was around maybe someone taking your scarf, you know, demanding money from you. Mm. But we have actually seen sadly a very tragic incidents of bullying where they are beating each other up, and then there's cyberbullying now adding to the picture, where when this thing is happening, someone else is recording this, and then it becomes a trending event in the social media space. And then those learners that are bullied, then they are fed ashamed and further victimized, because now whatever that has happened in the school premise then is now a part of the entire country, and sometimes even the world, because you know these things that are trending on social media, they are not confined in a particular environment. They can just go viral in that manner. And also secondly is that we have seen violent kind of bullying that even leads to sometimes learners beating each other up or even stepping each other to the point of death.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that, I think was it earlier this year or last year, that situation of one of our learners who was bullied at school by their peers, and then they were videoized while they were bullied, and then the video went viral, and then unfortunately the learner couldn't cope with the shame and the pain that was caused by the bullying incident, that she ended up committing suicide. So the Department of Physical Education has been implementing programs for over years around issues of bullying in schools. It's just that now, because of the incident was also that also went viral and it was in the media, so now in a way we have, you know, been invited to take along in the anti-bullying campaign.
Mm.
We have also showed that the department is leading, but in partnership with other departments, for example, Department of Social Development, Department of Communications, and the Department of Justice, also to say to our learners, you know, bullying it can be actually seen as crime, and you can be prosecuted because you for bodily harm that you cause to another learner. And also with regard to cyberbullying, especially the Minister of Communications was warning our learners to say to them, you know what, the things that you do on social media, they cannot be deleted, you know. So you need to be cautious of how you even use internet and your technology, because it may have long effect even on your person now when you are looking for work. The things that you post, the future employers can even, you know, just Google, let's Google your name, and then the things that you posted using your social media platforms can come up at a critical time in your life when you're looking for a job, and then they say, no, your conduct in the social media space is not fitting with our company, it may even impact that. So as UNESCO, we are partner to this anti-bullying campaign that the Department of Education and the other departments are rolling out, because it's part also of our objective in supporting member states in ensuring that schools are safe and learning environments that are inclusive and that learners are able to achieve their optimal educational outcomes.
Okay. Are we doing enough as parents to even empower our children? Are we educated enough, or do we understand bullying as parents?
I think as parents, the one thing that is lacking from us is the fact that we may think that our children are innocent. You know, they are not capable of doing such cruel incidents on other learners, and we can be ignorant around the fact that children actually, they also, innocent as they are, they also have some cruel tricks in them. And also sometimes as parents we can be oblivious of the fact that our children sometimes they hide, number one, when they are being bullied, or if they are bullied, they hide that to you as a parent, and you actually need to be very alert and be observant of the behavior that your children have, you know, that they demonstrate when they are interacting with their own siblings and when they are interacting with their friends, because the bullying incidents also start from small, you know, when we are playing, you know, at the primary level or even kindergarten, or, you know, a crash, preschool level. Mm-hmm. If you see that your child, you know, is always being the one who wants to dominate in games or demanding other children toys, it starts a little like that, because when at school, when they get to higher level of schooling, then this is when then because they want to be popular among each other as peers, then they act like the boss of the group, and then they bully those who are seen weaker than them, you know, those children sometimes who may be seen to be different, you know, a boy child maybe that's still smaller in stature, those are the ones that sometimes get to be bullied, and those children learners that are seen in the school with low self-esteem, you know, the loners are the ones that become also the victims of bullying.
They also become victims of bullying. So you might find that your own child is a bully at school, and you were thinking, oh, not my sweet one.
Yes,
not to be so warm.
because and we as parents, we think the best of our children, and we can also be in denial of the fact that my own user can actually be very cruel towards other children.
Can we blame it on just GBV that's happening in the families, especially now with the rising of it during this COVID-19 season?
You know, as a social worker, I have also been taught, or I learned, especially through psychology, that children mimics, children copy behavior. Mm. So sometimes what we see in children demonstrated or coming out in the playing field is what children are normally living with in the home. So children who are in homes where they observe domestic violence, where perhaps one of the parents is bullying the other, then they tend to project a similar behavior to other kids at school. So yes, we can say that also with COVID-19 and its impact on the fact that we had to be now locked into our homes, and there's been very minimal movement. There's been a lot of rising tension, and as you know that even our president declared GBV as a second pandemic to the COVID, even though as a country we have had, you know, GBV program, but we could see that maybe we can say that our children were exposed to a lot of more violence than usual in their homes, and then that will then also come out in their behavior at school.
All righty then. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Sis Buiso. And one of the questions I think when we come back is, were you finding that maybe high schools are more into bullying than the primaries? Or gafan and jay, when you're going out? Because we might think that the little ones are innocent as well. Nothing is happening. Mm. Or we might think that because they are the little ones and they copy everything that they see happening at home or around them, then they would practice it on the other children because they are young, and then we don't expect to find it in high schools. But okay, let's talk about it when you come back. All right, family, we're just going to do our news headlines and then we reconnect with Sis Buiso Mpini. The lines are open for you to can talk to us on how we can curb this behavior in our schools, in our children as well. 012-334-1322 is the number. 37871 is the SMS number, or 826572729 is our Telegram WhatsApp number.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
That is Nicole C. Mullen, my shepherd, and it's 5 minutes just after two on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, with Miss Fongile Mofokeng with you up until three. And yes, I'm not alone right here. I am with Sis Buiso Mpini from UNESCO. We're talking about bullying in schools. They supported the Department of Education as UNESCO to go into schools, empowering our children where bullying is a concerned, raising awareness on bullying and also empowering our children how they can deal with this. And so, family, you can be part of our discussion. Before I let her go, because she was out there in the fields, and so she has seen it and met with the children. And so, Sis Buiso, we were talking about the difference of bullying between high schoolers and those that are in primary. Is it the same, or maybe there's more in primary because they are the ones that we say monkey see, monkey do, or it's the same?
Well, I think bullying affects all children across the their phases, but I think we see more incidences increasing as children go into middle primary, you know, from the ages of 12 onwards, we see it becoming more prevalent as children grow older, and therefore then it becomes more prevalent in middle primary school to high school, mm-hmm. not just as learners are starting into, you know, entering also their early adolescent stages, and they are beginning to, you know, to find themselves who they are, and then they start to flex, you know, their own power over others as well. So we find that it's actually becoming more prevalent in that regard, in that phases of schooling rather than in the primary school.
Mm. And so a family member says, how do you empower your child who hides it from you, but you can pick up a little bit of things that he does, or from things that he does, that he's being bullied at school? Sis Buisa.
So I think one of the important things as parents, I know we are busy, and this is why sometimes we miss out on what is going on in the lives of our children. So you, as a parent, you need to create that safe space and safe environment once again in the home, where you begin to, you know, have conversation with your child generally about school and how school is going, how are their friends at school. Because if you know, children can, because they are also feeling a bit intimidated and threatened by what is happening at school, that's why if they are being bullied, they would not normally, you know, volunteer the information to their parents. But if as a parent at home, at least you make it a part of your daily, even if not every day, but once or twice or three times a week at least, where you sit down with your child and talk about school in general terms, where you know, you want to find out from your child, how was that their day or that week at school? Tell me also about your work, school work. Are you doing well? You know, and how are you relating with your friends on the ground with other children? Then when you are having that as a part of your everyday life, then it will be easy for your child to disclose to you when they are being bullied. And as a parent, also let's make it also a normal part of our teaching of our children to understand what is normal behavior and what is abnormal behavior around how people are treating them. And this is what is also why it's so important that even in the home, it always go back to the home.
Yeah.
That, you know, we need to be seen to be treating each other with respect, and where there are incidences that are of unacceptable behavior, especially bordering on the bullying part and violence. You know, we need to call it up in the home in front of our children so that they know this is not right. So, for example, if they are siblings and they are playing, and then another one, you know, is forcing certain things on the other, you, as a parent, you need to stop it there, so that your child gets to understand what is right and what is not right in terms of how they behave towards others and how others they should be behaving towards them. But I say, to be able for your child to tell you, create that safe environment, parent.
Yeah. And sure, as now, I think more than ever, we've seen parents starting to engage with their children from last year. And so you can open that part as well, where your child can be free to speak to you about anything and believe them, I think, when they speak, because that's one important thing. Parents, sometimes they would be asking questions, are you sure, like serious, and not believing the child.
Don't belittle, yes. You know, as parents, because also we are so busy in our lives, and I cannot over emphasize this part, that we don't have much time we have little time to be taking care of things in our own lives, and then when our children now present with problems, it becomes more strenuous on us. But we really, you are right to say that when our children are telling us about things that are happening to them, the first point of call as the parent is that you need to believe your child first. Then you then follow up and investigate, but let them know that you believe them and that you have heard them, and that you are with them in the situation that they find themselves in. Or otherwise, your children will not trust you to come and tell you when they are being bullied. And then we will have those unfortunate incidences, of course, because there is some correlation between bullying and child suicide sometimes. Children are not supposed to be committing suicide.
Yeah.
It's not
so they, so it means that
when
a child...
In those extremes, you must know that your child has not really been able to cope with the situation that they're finding themselves in.
Sure. Okay. Sure, Sis Buiso, you have touched something else. And during this Mental Health Awareness Month, it's very important that we take care of even our children's mental health. Be aware. Don't be quiet when you are aware. I think talk to your child about it as well before it can even get worse to a point where a child feels suicidal about the whole thing.
About the whole situation, yes, of course, because yes, mental health is quite a big issue with our children, and I don't know whether to I don't want to be seen as if I'm being discriminatory, but also particularly as Black parents, I want to say I want to own it up because I'm also one of that parent. We don't believe that our children can actually suffer from depression and stress. Talking about mental health issues. And sometimes the stress that they experience from school can result in those kinds of mental health problems that we see in our children.
Okay, Swangile and Sis Buiso, how can I tell if my child is being bullied at school? Sis Buiso,
there are certain telling facts about our children when they are being bullied at school. For example, if your child starts to demand or ask for money, unexplained amounts of money for something, you know, and not being very clear what is it. It could be that they are being bullied, you know, to bring money to sponsor someone's lunch that is bullying them. And I always say to parents, one of the things is that you know your child and you know how they perform at school and you know their personality. When there are certain personality changes, and especially when you have a child who is an extrovert and they are suddenly withdrawing, you need to find out what is it. And sometimes when they are being scared to go to school, because children, when they are being bullied, they don't want to go to school because they are scared that, you know, those who are bullying them are going to continue with their acts of bullying on them. So these are the things, those are some of the telltales that you may find in your child when they are being bullied.
Oh, but James Finn
and then coming home, yes. Sometimes coming home, you know, the new child, and then you find them, this one time they come, suddenly coming home, and
you're sounding far now, Sis Buiso.
Okay, sorry. I'm saying, like, sometimes your child, you know, is a neat child, and they always, you know, come back home with clean uniform and so forth, but now they're coming home, the uniform is too much dirty, they were being rolled on the ground, and with unexplained scrapes on their bodies, then you would know there must be some physical bullying going on with your child.
All right, then. Over James Ferdinand Fanzel writes and says, teach your child to honor Mudimu, as in to honor God with their mouths. And then he's giving us some scriptures, Ephesians 4:29, which says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to be to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And I'm thinking here, parent to child, teaching the child through your words as well. And then he's also giving us James 1:22. And also their actions, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Most of all, set the example. Yes, that's what he says. So taking from the scriptures, set an example as a parent. Live right, speak right, because...
Affirm your child.
Yes.
Praise your child when they are doing right. Correct the behavior of your child when they are doing wrong, so that then they don't get into these unacceptable behaviors. And of course, as the Bible says, you know, if you discipline your child while they are young, you teach them the way they should go, then they will remember those when they are interacting with others. And let's also teach our children, as Jesus says, do unto others as we want them to do unto us. So if you don't want to be hurt, you will not hurt another person by bullying them. I concur with that input from the listener.
Sis Bisa, sure, our time is not on our side. So it starts with us as parents, how we act, how we talk to our children as well, and then it will go out there. Is it okay? There's one thing that I forgot to ask you. Is it okay? And I said to the family, we need to find out from you, as you've been meeting children and the schools, and you've been discussing this together with DBE as UNESCO. Is it okay for a parent to go to school when a parent finds out that their child is being bullied? Can you go to the school, talk to the teachers, or does it worsen the whole thing now if the bully would be called in together with the parents?
So I think it is okay, because as a parent, you have an obligation and a duty to ensure the safety of your child. And schools also, as centers of learning, they also are obligated to ensure that all learners behave within a certain conduct that the school ascribes to. And bullies, for them to be corrected, they need to be called into order. And yes, sometimes it can put a risk for your child, because the bullies may retaliate in somehow. But going to school, as long as the parent is not going to go and attack the bully, as long as the parent is going to follow the right channels in the schools.
Some of the parents will go to...
Yeah, they will go and confront the child that is bullying their child, and then they make things worse. Mm-hmm. Because in a way, also because as parents, in the confrontation, you can be angry and you can also be now bullying the child, that it was bullying your child. So for me, parents are welcome to ensure the safety of their children and the comfort of their children in school. And when children are not happy, and because things are happening in schools, follow the right channel, speak to the teacher, speak to the principal, and then especially also to make sure that the bully is corrected of his behavior, do request that the school must take action and address the bullying incident that has happened. Allow them, the school, to do their own investigation and establish the right facts, and then take a course of action in addressing the bully. The police must be called into order. The other thing is that we need to also teach our children that they may not be bullied and they may not be bullied, but they may be bystanders who are observing bullying that is happening, and they need to call it out that the bullying is not cool, and it's not okay to mistreat other learners if you are a learner. But in that manner, also warn our children, as we ask them, that it must not be just a bystander, that calling it out, but don't put yourself at risk.
Okay.
Rather, maybe call a teacher when you are witnessing an incident of bullying happening, so that the teacher, as an adult, deal with that situation.
We understand also that sometimes bullying would happen within the school surroundings, but some of these the bullying can even go out.
Yes, it can be organized. Because bullying, when it happens, it always happens in peaks, and usually, if for example, learners had a disagreement in the school premises, and because now they're wanting to avoid being punished according to the school rules, then they maybe plan to attack that particular learner outside the school environment. But as long as maybe they are doing it around the time of the schooling, and they did it as learners in the same school, in these groups, these negative peer groups that these incidents happen, you can still go back and report, because it's a learner that has committed that bullying incident against your child.
Okay, all right. It doesn't matter even if it happened outside the school yard.
Yes.
You can still report that.
Because it's going to affect your child's performance at school, because the person who has bullied them is in that particular school.
All right. Sis, so what do we say in closure?
What we say in closure, parents, communities, family, we have, as adults, we have a responsibility to make sure that our children grow right and learn the correct behavior. We must not stop to when we see wrong behaviors such as bullying and being dominant towards other children, we must not just ignore that, and we must stop it and call it into order, and let us engage our children to learn to be kind to one another, so that we can all live in and go, so that they can go and live in a school which is safe and conducive for their learning.
Thank you so much, Sizwiswa. Thank you for loving our children.
You.
As you take care of other people's children, may the Lord take care of yours as well. Thank you so much for highlighting these and empowering even parents and their children. A blessed one to you.
Blessed one to you too, my queen.
Our family, this is something that we need. These are things that we need to know about, and how we can help our children, and you know, how we can even find out and notice that no, something is just not right with Buiswa. No, this is not right. We have to help her, you know, get involved as the parents. Let them know that mommy and daddy do care. Let's also give them an ear. Let's also give them an ear. And as Sis Buiswa and Obu James Ferdinand Van Zyl have shared and said, be the first example that the child sees. Lead by example, because you might find that your very own cute little one is the one that is bullying other children, and it might end up really bad for your child. It might end up really bad for your child, not only for your child, but even for you as a whole family. I'm now connecting to advocate, Mama Pearl Coupe. she's mama to me. So yeah, we are connecting to her. She is putting together a legislative imbizo for tonight, where we can learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination in South Africa on children between the ages of 12 to 17, and what is it that we can do as parents, our role in the whole in this whole thing. Do we have a say? Remember, I said I need to just double check, but it has been highlighted somewhere by someone that your child can just walk in and get vaccinated. We'll find out. We'll find out from her if that is true, if that can be done, if your child can just do it on their own without your concern, if that is the case. And if that's the case, what should be your role, your take as a parent? And let's find out more about this vaccination. It's starting from tomorrow. Children between the ages of 12 to 17 can get vaccinated. They can get a Pfizer vaccination, a once-off jab vaccination. They don't use the Johnson. Actually, yeah, they are not talking about the Johnson & Johnson, which one gets once and they don't go in again. They are talking about the Pfizer, that they can get a jab once, and that would be it. So let's go find out more from Mama Pearl Coupe.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.